Southwestern Maine has long been a hotspot for vector-borne illnesses. Deer ticks first appeared in Maine's York County in the late 1980s, and the ticks, as well as the diseases they carry, have since gained a stronghold there. York County is home to the state's only human cases of the mosquito-borne disease Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E. And as the climate changes, the region could see more of these vectors and diseases. Maine Public Radio's Patty White explains.
One of the best places to monitor for ticks and mosquito-borne diseases is at deer tagging stations, like this one in the town of Wells. On a November morning, hunter Bob Perry pulls in with a deer he bagged just hours ago in the back of his truck. Fellow hunter Darren Roberts says it's covered with ticks.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's a tick right there in his face, there's a tick back there, and there was some small black ones crawling around. I don't know if that's one there, but they were crawling all over him.
The sight of a carcass crawling with ticks might make most people recoil, but vector ecologist Chuck Lubelzik from the Maine Medical Center Research Institute dives in. He uses tweezers to pluck out the ticks, which can swell to the size of a blueberry, and drops them into a vial. As Bob Perry watches, he laments how bad the deer tick problem has become.
They're terrible.
Yeah, it's gotten worse and worse. Well, I stopped turkey hunting.
They're taking the fun right out of being out, you know, going out and at any time willy-nilly decide to go for a walk in the woods. You'd think about the ticks, you know.
Within minutes, Lubelzik pulls about a dozen of them off the deer.
This is still probably the hottest part of the state for finding ticks.
During deer hunting season, researchers and partners with the Institute fan out to tagging stations across the state to keep tabs on ticks. Getting these data in a big state like Maine can be a challenge, Lubelzik says.
But by working with hunters, this gives us a very good geographic snapshot in a very short period of time where we can cover a lot of ground in the state.
Lubelzik says York County is a bellwether for the rest of the state. Deer ticks are expanding their range, and that's fueled in part by mild winters brought on by climate change. And in southern Maine, warmer winters make York County a potential home for new populations of ticks.
So I think it's only a matter of time before we see another tick, like the Lone Star tick, appearing.
The Lone Star tick, named because of its markings, has already worked its way up the eastern seaboard from Virginia to Massachusetts, bringing with it more diseases like tularemia, which causes skin ulcers. The bite of a Lone Star can also sometimes trigger an allergy to red meat. The hope is that field surveys and surveillance at deer tagging stations will find the Lone Star tick before a population becomes established, and steps can be taken to eradicate them. But Lubelzik says when he thinks about climate change, he's even more concerned about mosquitoes, which can transmit West Nile and Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E.
But it is one of those things that worries me, because Triple E, although rarer than things like Lyme disease, is much more severe for both people and animals.
About 30% of people who get Triple E die, and half of survivors have long-term neurological symptoms. So at the deer tagging station, not only is Lubelzik counting ticks, he's taking blood samples. And what they find is that Triple E, once confined to York County, is now present statewide. It's unclear why that hasn't translated into human cases. So far, there have only been 2 reported in the state. But the U.S. saw an outbreak of 34 cases in 2019, and more than half were in New England. As climate change causes warmer, wetter weather, Triple E could become a public health issue.
Mosquitoes need water, and they need heat to really flourish.
Dr. Susan Elias is also with the Maine Medical Center Research Institute. In an especially wet spring or summer, York County could serve as the canary in the coal mine, warning that Triple E is ramping up in Maine. That's why both monitoring is important, says Elias, as is management.
We have a lot of tools in the toolbox, and the hardest part is getting people to use these tools.
That means getting homeowners to remove any standing water where mosquitoes breed. Towns might need to do careful, controlled spraying. For ticks, management includes removal of invasive plants that help them flourish, such as Japanese barberry and bittersweet. It also means controlling deer populations, because that's where ticks feed so they can lay eggs.
Yeah, this one's bad. He's got his whole underside is covered.
Back at the deer tagging station in Wells, Lubelzik climbs into the back of a truck to pluck ticks from a deer brought in by Johnny Fleming and Dave Laval. Fleming says just the other day, he picked 17 ticks off himself while hunting. Laval says it's a stark contrast to their recent experience hunting for moose in northern Maine.
We had nothing on us, not one tick, and we was in the woods for a week. That contrast between northern and southern Maine is diminishing, says Lubelzik. Stemming the tide on vector-borne diseases is difficult, he says, but it can be done if enough people recognize the importance of controlling the spread of ticks and mosquitoes and take precautions against them. For Here and Now, I'm Patty White.